start now, if you could all be seated. My name is Clifford Wallace. I'm a judge, and I always start my court sessions on time. So if you could all be seated, please. We welcome you out to this part of our program. It was interesting that we had this breakout session was to be on the future of sexualisms, and I got hopelessly confused in the opening session. Those who think about these things from their desks had tried to define them, and now we get to the workers who really have to deal with the issue. And today is going to be today we have 1 hour to be together, and then we'll break for lunch. But it'll be an interesting session, I think, because we have two countries represented, Malaysia and Indonesia. They're actually brother sisters, practically. They're right next door to each other. But if you travel to the two countries, which I have on many, many occasions, you find that they are different, and they have a different background. They start from the beginning of having a similar national identity religiously, but after that, things change very remarkably. So having them together will give us an excellent opportunity to see how this issue of the future of secularism is going to work. I don't know why, but at the beginning of the breakout sessions, it changes it to the religions and theoretical understanding of secularism. And I don't care which one they talk on, because they seem to mean the same thing. And we will get we'll have a tremendous opportunity here to learn today. Now, our first speaker is going to be the Reverend Henry Sanderson, who's the associate in the Association of Social Services and Community Development. And his wider CV is in your booklet. He will speak first, and then we'll travel from Malaysia over to Indonesia and hear from Katsuma Petridi, who is a lecturer at the university in Indonesia. So would you start off, please, sir?
I came from Vietnam. I want to ask Indonesia and Malaysia, in your country, the government có hẹp chờ một chút phải có thông dịch viên. I want to ask the question again, a short question. I'm from Vietnam. I want to ask Indonesia and Malaysia, in the government in your country, do they require the foreigner when they work or study in your country? Can they buy land? Can they buy land or rent to buy their church? If not, what do they do to gather and to have activities in their religion? I got it there.
I think I have to repeat one more time.
Repeat it again.
I've been interpreting. Câu hỏi lại. I want to ask again. In the country of yours, in the government, do they have requirement for a foreigner to learn or to work in Indonesia and Malaysia? Can they buy land or can they rent land or for the government to build churches or not? And if they don't have the requirement to buy or rent the land to build the church house, so what do they do? Do they have a place to run the activities of religious activities? That's all. Thank you.